Here we have good morning, people. I'm stuck. Here we have Paul Omani with very good question.
Salut, Yorick. T'es vachement amusant. Quand Ramon était en France, je pense que t'étais énormément heureux. But this is a lead-in to. I have to tell you something, Yorick. It has puzzled me for a long time how you acquired your ability at Super World Coaching. I haven't come across anyone who was so deeply coherent as a coach as yourself, and your coaching is phenomenal.
Bonjour, monsieur Omani de Ireland. How do you say this in French? I don't know. My supreme coherence in coaching is je suis magnifique parce que je attendais l'école de. Comment tu dis à l'États-Unis. Okay, they say in the United States, I'll go to English now. The School of Hard Knocks. In Kazakhstan, we call this the School of Camel Humps. Very same, similar meaning, almost. I went to School of Camel Humps. This is why I am amazing coaching. Person. I learned through doing. I learned through getting hit on the head with camel humps, through being bashed by camel tail, by being licked on face by disgusting camel with giant tongue bigger than my head, and flies all around and camel shit. And this helps a person become very strong, like Iron Man, like Batman, like Robin, like Wonder Woman. So this is how I do it. I went to School of Camel Humps, like School of Hard Knocks to you. Or in Ireland, I don't know what you say. School of Grouchy Leprechauns. I don't know. So this is how I do it. Thank you for question. It is best school. And I hope that you are having great days. And having good whiskeys and coffees and all of those things. Okay, goodbye. Moi, keep your pants on.
Hello, Yorick. Hello. Yorick, do you only drink yak milk? Do you ever drink Chianti Reservo, Chianti Classico Reservo? Do you ever get to drink those? I'm sure Ray has a few of them in his cupboard after all. You know, he used to think, Yorick, Ray used to think he was 100% Italian. Anyway, that's not why I've rung. I haven't rung for that reason. I've rung because I have something, Yorick, that I want you to tell Ray about, and I don't want it to go to your head. I've just come off talking to Georgie D about Olga. And before that, I was listening to the number one person on Anchor right now, who is a newsreader from Singapore who I think is meant to be funny.
Hello, Mr. Paul. Thank you for the question about do I only drink yak milk? No. You drink many other things. You see, I have my little jar where I put my yak milk, but and this is to be secret now. Ray has secret stash of all different kinds of liqueurs. How did you say this? Liqueurs and vodkas. Oh, the vodkas are for the nice Russian vodkas, wines,
and I sneak them into my trampoline area under branches of tree where squirrel lives. One time he took a bottle, but that's fine, I digress. I put little bits of vodka, little bits of liqueurs in the walk around the house, and Ray thinks I'm drinking yak milk. But I am drinking his drinks. I am drinking Ray's drinks. Is that funny or what? I love it. He does not know. He can afford it. He's fine. He drink too much anyway. So I'm just saving his life. That's how I figure it. Hey, you always have to look at the positive, right? Okay. Take care of yourself. Keep your pants on. Mwah. And this is Mr. Bernie with very interesting foot question.
Hello, Yurik. It's Bernie. I'm using the Pen and Pixel account. I'm sharing it with at least 30 other students. We want to know, do you wear shoes? Or are you like the Philistines or the Galilean and you wear sandals?
Hello, Bernie. How are you doing? This is very racist of you to think that I wear sandals only or no shoes. Very racist. You racist man, you. I'm just kidding. You're not racist. You're a very nice half, no, American in living in the Irish land. No, okay, with the leprechauns and so forth. I wear only Air Jordan. I have been wearing Air Jordan since 1993 only. This is all I wear. I used to have fake Air Jordan. It was made and sold in desert by old monk. He had sandals, but he was, when he goes selling his fake Air Jordan, he wear this gold and red Air Jordan in desert. And we used to buy these fake Air Jordan, and they would fall apart very fast, like 2-3 weeks. Everything, the leather was not real leather. I don't know what it was. Perhaps yak foot. Underneath yak foot on hoof, they have material down there that feels like leather, but has no structural qualities. So I've been, but now because of my life coaching and all the money I've been making, I purchase Air Jordan on the Amazon Prime. And I buy, I'd see a kind of like a I purchase many shoes. I purchase about one Air Jordan per week. And I can afford that now because I am a very successful life coach. I hope this answers your question about feet and shoes and sandals. Keep your pants on. Love you. Mwah.
Now, Yurik, I wouldn't blame you if you thought, oh, that's that mad farming Irishman who wouldn't know one end of a yak from the other and probably thinks that you get yak milk by pulling yak teats. Now, but I am very serious, Yurik, about this, and I'm not much under the influence, except under the influence of excitement, which I'm sure you'll understand, that I think that you, Yurik, and Olga, there's got to be a way in which you two can reach a bigger stage than I described Anchor as a little halting site out in the middle of the Australian bush. But I believe in you both.
This next call is from an Irishman who understands talent when he sees it. No, when he hears it. Okay, listen up.
Now, Yurik, I want to be explicit, not implicit. And so far I think I've been implicit. I think you and Olga could have your own radio program on terrestrial radio, not on this yak-forsaken site here, but I believe you could actually. I believe it would take an effort, but I actually think it's a stunning double act. I think your boat's stunning, so that if it couldn't come off, and I don't know how you could do the logistics, but there would certainly be a vlog that could be made. There's something, but you guys are superlative. Just watch the number one on Anchor.